Aloha, I am Leilani.
And I am Lily Noy. Welcome to
Chasing Spring
with Rei.
Kuni kamonei kalaye. Oi ale ale e wai lua. Hu hia e lai kalani ka papa awai o.
Welcome back, everybody. During this segment, we're going to go back and visit with John Sabati, super guide from Hawaii, to talk about his experience in the Missouri Ozarks in 2016 media hunt and what he experienced here compared to Hawaii. Here we go.
Welcome back. Your host, Rei, KFNS 590 The Fan, Midwest Outdoor Studios with the Vogelwagner, Maddie G. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. We're going to run out to the big island of Hawaii in just a moment here and grab our next guest. Right, Vogelwagner?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you enjoyed this guy, didn't you?
Oh, what great people.
What fun. What a great time. Hawaii and I. Thank you, Matty G. Let's play a little intro. I got a special intro for our next guest on the big island of Hawaii. We're going to go into that right now. Indeed, boys and girls, we're running out to the big island of Hawaii, to the Hawaiian Superman, my brother, the one and only John Boy, John Sabati. Hey, my friend, good morning.
Hey, aloha, Rei. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Aloha to you. Boy, did we have a good time in the Ozarks, buddy?
Oh, it was wonderful. Beautiful place.
Great time. Do you mind being the Hawaiian Superman at 3 a.m. on the big island this morning?
Sounds good.
You know how much I love you that you'd get up at be at 3 a.m. ready for the call for the radio show to do a live with you, buddy. You're awesome.
No problem. I'm up at 4 every morning anyway.
So you just got up a little earlier. Okay. So what did you think about the Missouri Ozarks and the media hunt?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. I mean, such beautiful country. I read about the Ozarks a lot. Seen a lot of pictures, but the pictures don't do that place any justice.
That's for
you got to
sure.
See it in person.
And you wasn't scared. We tried to scare you off. Me and Tony was trying to scare you with a few Ozark things, but you did good. You hung right in there, buddy.
Well, what you hear is not true.
Okay.
The place is beautiful. The people are wonderful. The food is dangerous. It's very good.
Yeah. We had a great group of people at camp, didn't we, John?
Oh, awesome. I mean, everybody was so nice. They, you know, make you feel at home. Great hospitality. Just loved it. I want to go back.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get you back. Well, I'm certain for sure. I'll make this statement. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there was an Ozark Gobblers over there at Fox Paw, a place that I had pre-scouted, did a little video pre-scout. And we sent the hitman in there, the new hitman from Hawaii, and hitman. They had no idea the guy from the Big Island of Hawaii was going to put the hit on him, did they?
No. That place was real awesome. But, of course, all that scouting really helped me because I had no idea what to expect.
Right.
It was sweet. Your brother Marty put me in the spot. He told me exactly where to go, where the turkeys would be roosting, and he was spot on.
Yep.
Just that music, nature's music, first thing in the morning is just beautiful. You know, I heard owls hooting, you know, the whippoorwills, just everything going off, you know, at the crack of dawn was real sweet. And, of course, the turkey gobbling in the valley. It was pretty hard in the beginning to place the gobblers because, you know, it echoes.
Right.
But,
wow, yeah.
Well, once I got the feel of it, it was sweet. And I really liked walking in that country. It sweet, not walking on loose lava rocks.
Right.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. So how about how loud our Ozark gobblers are when they sound off on the big ridges?
Oh, it's really loud. So it's deceiving because you think they're close, but, you know, they got some distance. And even in the hollows, when they gobble in that hollow, it really echoes loud. And those were big birds. I mean, they average, what, 24 pounds?
Yeah, the birds you guys took were 24 pounds.
Yeah, the big Easterns, and there's actually bigger ones in there, too.
Yeah.
I would love to go back.
Yeah, we already talked about the big one. You named him Big Balls.
Yeah, you know, we almost got him.
Yep, you were close.
Melanie and I, yeah, we were pretty close.
So what do you think's your favorite part? I mean, I know you taking a turkey is awesome, and you shot some video, and we're going to play some of that audio here on the show next week where we recap the hunt. But you got to go out and eat. You got to spend time in camp. And what do you think? What is one of your favorite moments in the entire hunt? Can you think of anything?
I think the favorite moments I had, there were several, but okay. I think just spending time with friends in the mountains.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get to see them often. Most of the contact is through Facebook, internet,
right.
but just to spend that time in the mountains. I think what a lot of hunters miss is the outdoor experience.
Right.
Everybody's all hyped up on the turkey coming in, you know, and,
right.
you know, of course, the finale of harvesting that gobbler, but that's just the candles on the birthday cake.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, they don't see the cake. They only see the candles. I really enjoyed the experience. I think one of the fun times we had was at camp. You know,
yeah.
talking stories with everybody, and I got to meet Chris and everybody else, and it was fun, and just sharing the experiences. I think, you know, they had fun jerking my chain about snakes.
Right. You know? Yeah. So for our listeners, Hawaii doesn't have any snakes, so I wanted to let them know that.
No, we got a poisonous snake here. We call them politicians.
Very good. Yeah. I got to tell our listeners too, it was a tough turkey season and it lasted longer with them hinned up like that and nobody gobbling a lot and guys hunted hard and we had this hunt. It was tough. You know, we staying, boy, you know, it's in the truck coming back. I was saying, you know, well, don't feel bad. We didn't get turkey. It's really tough. Not many people come back and you and Marty sitting on the porch with your shoes off, two turkeys hanging, having a drink, you know, listening to other turkeys gobble. You guys were killing me.
Yeah. That was fun because, Marty was in the valley behind me. And, you know, of course, I'm not used to turkeys hitting the ground so late.
Right.
You know, here in Hawaii, they hit the ground early. So it was nerve-wracking for me hearing all these turkeys gobbling. And I'm like, man, when are they going to hit the ground? You know, and when they finally hit the ground, it didn't even take 10 minutes later, I hear Marty shoot, you know, and I know he got one. And then, you know, I let things settle down. And then half an hour later, I got them to fire up again. And I was able to get lucky and get one. And I was done at. It was about almost 8 o'clock. It was sweet. We got out early, and Marty and I went for one of those famous Missouri pancake breakfasts.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't realize is he said it. He keeps on speaking about our mountains, and the Ozark Mountains are one of the oldest mountain ranges in the world, and we're so fortunate. Glad to see him appreciated also. That was great.
John came down from the airport, flew in. Of course, the flights from Hawaii all night and all that stuff. Anyway, came down with Tony Caggiano, came down to camp. And Linda did not know John was coming in. And Linda's hunted with John in Hawaii on a meaty hunt and in Wyoming and just loves John. And then Linda was messing with the guns with the girls. And John walks up and goes, hello, Linda. That was so cool, John.
Yeah, the look on her face was funny. That was a nice surprise.
John told me the scariest part about the whole thing was riding that long with Tony Caggiano. He's scary. This is kind of what I'm talking about, John. I don't know if you remember this or not. Here we go.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
There you go.
What? I'm not used to all that high speed driving on the back roads, you know.
Right.
Kind of like riding in a NASCAR.
Yeah. Hey, how'd you like our dinner over there in Van Buren when we went to dinner with you and Tony and Willie Billy Smith and Jim Anderson? Wasn't that fun? The girls?
Oh, hey, that was an awesome dinner and the scenery. You know, of the river, and that's a beautiful place, and the food was just great.
Food was absolutely fabulous, and everybody seemed to be really having a good time.
Yeah, and the ladies really enjoyed them frog legs.
Yeah, except for Melanie, right?
Yeah.
Nobody has any idea what we're talking about. She was going to try frog legs for the first time, and she saw, what was it, the little black thing she saw in the veins or something there? I don't remember. Anyway, she, like, freaked out. Remember
that?
Yeah,
that was funny.
Then I ate them right off the bone right in front of her. Said, "Look here."
Yeah, that was great.
A lot of fun times. What, Vogelbach?
I'm just thinking frog legs. Oh, Lord.
Everything we had at that dinner was really good. So we had a great camp. We had a lot of great people. And John comes in from Hawaii, helps me out, takes people hunting for me, puts a hammer on a Missouri gobbler, Ozark gobbler. I think it's one of the most fun times and fun camps, except for being so tired from driving so much because we had our camp so far apart. But it's the only way we could make it work. But it really worked out well because everybody just had a great time.
Yeah, I think it was awesome. John Plummer, you know, down at Fox Paw, he's a gracious host. The turkey hunting experience for me was really great. Same situation in Hawaii as it was in Missouri. Gobblers were all henned up.
Right.
The season to me started late here in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And, you know, same in Missouri. You know, guys are saying, yeah, you know, there's not a lot of turkeys. They're not gobbling. Oh, there's a lot of turkeys, man. It's just they don't have to gobble. They got all the ladies already.
Yep, so, that's right. That's, you know, for sure, John.
To be successful, you just got to be diverse and go with the flow. And I think that's what helped me. I wasn't aggressive. I just did what you taught me, man. I just slipped in, listened to what the woods were doing, and I just, you know, became part of the environment. And there was a lot of birds there. Even though they weren't gobbling, you know, we had a lot of silent gobblers.
Yes.
You know, it was just awesome. I mean, it's challenging, but it was awesome.
Yeah. See, that's something you hit a good point there, John Boy, is that too many hunters depend solely on hearing a gobble. They call, they don't hear a gobble, they move on. And those gobblers don't always gobble. Subdominant gobblers will come in, Marty likes to call them satellites, come in because they're not going to gobble. Look at all the silent gobblers you guys called you had come in. Another thing, how big was your suitcase when you came over? You gave everybody candy and stuff. And in front of me, I've got a Women of the Islands 2017 calendar, and it's hard to keep it out of the hands of Matty G here. But the candy, I tell you what was cool, you had to have a suitcase big as a truck. When you handed all those girls Hawaiian candy, I tell you what, I was laughing so hard, John. All the girls were in the kitchen at the Dove, and they had the boxes open, and they were all just stuffing that candy. It was so cool.
Yeah, that didn't give the candy any chances. They just went at it, and, in about 10 minutes, there was no survivors, yeah.
Yeah, what did I say? I said it reminded me of a pack of hyenas in Africa on a kill, the way they tore that open.
And they were laughing. Yeah, kind of like hyenas.
Yeah, they were laughing. They were having fun. They were having a great time. What, Vogelbacher?
Hey, she said something twice now about listening to what you should do. It's when you said listening to the woods, I said it's great to listen to the sunrise. Well, did you look at a sunrise? No, not when you're outdoors like that. You get to hear all the birds come to life. That's just a magic time. I like what he said about that.
And also I wanted to, because, you know, our show is sponsored by Mossberg and Linda, that she furnished the guns. We handed you a gun, a Mossberg. You went right out there and killed a turkey with it, and it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, you know, those shotguns are awesome. And I was telling Linda what I really loved on that 535, which is a pump shotgun. You know, that's what I love to use, is a pump. And when I guide people here in Hawaii, you know, I let them use pump shotguns because they're safe.
Right.
In the rocky terrain, you know, really great shotguns. But what I really loved on that 535 was those ghost ring sights. She said they were specifically made for Mossberg by Marble Arms.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm. That ghost ring sights, you know, they make it really great for quick alignment of the sights, and those fiber optic front sights make it really great for those low light conditions for quick target acquisition. And that's what really helped me, because what I found challenging is those, I think you guys call them white oaks.
Right,
you know,
right.
The turkeys were in the oak trees, so they're in the shadows.
Right.
And they're gobbling in the morning and can't see them.
Yeah.
You know,
Ozark ghosts.
All you see is like a little glowing dot, you know, going through the woods, kind of like a bouncing ball on a sing-along song. You know? So, those sights really help, especially when you're shooting through, you know, something like those oak trees.
Right.
Where the shooting lanes aren't really present, where you got to thread the needle. Those sights make it really great. And I love that top tang safety on a Mossberg. As a guide, it's great because whether the shooter is right hand or left hand, you know, that's top tank safety is just perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Absolutely. Hey, let's play a little Superman on the way out. We got to let Johnny Boy go. We're going to play some more of your song. Did you like your intro this morning, John Boy?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty awesome. I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot, too. It reminded me of you, Hawaiian Superman. What?
I was just going to thank him for the
picture. Just going crazy here with
the picture of the beach and the picture of the water you sent me. That was just fantastic. Thank you.
All right, John Boy. We're going to go out with a little Superman, Hawaiian Superman for you, buddy. Enjoyed having you in camp. You're a great friend. I've always enjoyed hunting with you. We have some great times and looking forward coming back to Hawaii. Spend a little time with you, brother.
Oh, yeah. Next spring.
Yes, sir.
Got it down.
All right, my friend. Have a great day. Thanks for getting up and being part of our show this morning. Really appreciate it, John Boy.
Right. Pleasure meeting you, sir.
Send my aloha to everybody and aloha, Missouri. Hope to see you soon.
Will do, my friend. John Sabati.
What a great guy. Just a good impression of Missouri. God, I love it.
Great turkey hunter. Great guy. Great friend. He's family. Known John a long time. All right, we need to take a break. Hate to get out of here, but we got to go. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.